Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Nigeria, what up? That's Tems right here. Free Time. Is it that? What's it called? It's called Free Time, right?
I think. Yep. It's a lot going on. Free Mind.
Free Mind. That's what Free Mind.
Free Mind.
I knew somebody was
love
free.
Love Tems.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg Monday. We're getting back into the boogie for the week, man. Great weekend. Hot, man. It was so hot.
For real, right?
Bruh, August is kicking right now. It's going to be hot again today.
Yeah, man. They said the real feel might be like 100.
Might be. It's definitely going to be.
Yeah, man.
Of course.
It's like the air is just thick.
I have a high of 92, so you might as well just be like 100.
It's 100, man.
Right.
That's 100. It. Make sure everybody's high. You know, please drink water, stay hydrated, because I hear a lot of people have been passing out. Dehydrated.
I was one of them yesterday.
It's a real thing.
You passed out?
What?
I didn't, but I felt like I was about to.
Good.
I felt like I was about to yesterday. Yeah, I was out on putting in some miles yesterday. It was hot, B. I had to call it, man. I was like, right, I'm going home, man.
If you're working outside, working outside, especially a lot of our listeners who like drive trucks, delivery, Uber, whatever, you know, not everyone has AC. Please stay hydrated, man. It's getting dehydrated, well, you will pass out.
Yeah.
You'll end up in the hospital. It could cause all kind of complications. People don't really
the headaches.
They don't
the
take
dehydration
it
headache, fam, is different.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all ever had one.
Real
different.
And the thing is, you won't even know that you're dehydrated because most people
you
don't
will
know
when that headache smack.
Right, but they don't know what that is. They just know like y'all don't feel right.
Yeah,
and you don't even realize it's because you need water.
Yo, I drink.
Facts.
I drink like a gallon of water every day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's good.
Anyway, I gotta add a little bit more on it just to, you know, be active. But I don't think it's still enough. I think it's too hot, man. It's too hot. How was your weekend, Shawnee Culture?
It was good, man. I was hosting a lot of different events.
Shawnee out here getting this money, fam. The bookings is crazy.
Yo, people active out here. They like, we need you.
Hold it down.
So, yeah, some spoken word events. Big up to Penn and Perry out in Staten Island. Nice reggae vibes, you know what I'm saying, on Saturday. Y'all got to come. I start another monthly. You will be able to get in at the door. I'm just saying.
You sure?
Facts.
They don't have Breakfast Club listeners at the door, not gonna let Laura in.
Nah. We'll be good. I'll let y'all know when it comes.
I don't know why this particular Breakfast Club listener didn't want to let Laura in. And Laura is the nicest person.
Was it a Breakfast Club?
I think so, man.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
No.
I think so.
Maybe. I don't know. They was hating though. I was tight.
And I could see them not wanting to let me in, but Laura?
Right. Like, what are y'all doing?
Yo, big up to all of our listeners that were over at the Kendrick Lamar show. I went Friday night, man. A lot of listeners in there. It was a great show. We got to talk about Kendrick Lamar hitting the stage with one sequin glove all night.
I heard about that.
And he got the double-breasted jacket and the shoulder pads. Straight Mike Jack.
Straight up.
MJ.
And did no Michael Jackson tribute.
I mean, the outfit is a Michael Jackson tribute.
Right, got you.
The way he's handling things is a Michael Jackson tribute.
That's facts.
But that's facts. Who we got on the line? It's shenanigan time. We playing for bragging rights.
We got Janelle.
Janelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Janelle.
Morning.
Who else we got?
What's going
on? We got Brian.
Ryan.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Peace. Man. Thanks guys for tuning in. How you doing today, Brian? You doing all right? Where you headed, Brian?
Headed to work.
Nice. You want to shout them out, or y'all not cool like that?
We're not cool like that.
Larry. What about you, Janelle? You shouting out the job today or nah? F them.
Absolutely. I'm a nurse. I'm on my way to Hackensack Hospital.
Yo, shout to Hackensack Medical, man. Good people over there. That's a great hospital.
Yes, it is.
I had to spend a few days over there when East was young and swallowed that rock. Y'all remember that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
Issa, how old was you when you swallowed that rock? Like 4, 3? Crazy. I had to stay in the hospital until she doodled out a rock. Crazy thing.
Crazy.
Issa looking at me like, dang, Dad, you telling all my business? Yup. Yeah, that's what your old dad does. Get used to it. Y'all, Issa's celebrating her 8th birthday today on August 8th. 8-8-8. We got to get on the radio soon. Come. We'll get on the radio in a little bit before she head out the
camp. Special Laura, she's birthday.
Now, 60 seconds on the clock. Janelle, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Staff?
I got to say, you sound pretty energized this morning, Ebro, so I'm going to go with you.
Ooh,
oh, man.
Ooh,
don't
love.
I'm a great actor. Wow. 60 okay. seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never
Losing. All right, here we go. Which couple happily announced they are pregnant again? Ebro.
Happily announced they're prego again.
3, 2, 1.
Cardi B and Offset.
Incorrect. Happily announced they're pregnant again after losing a baby in 2020.
That would be Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
That's a fact. Which Norse god controlled thunder?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
That would be...
3.
Thor.
2. Thor is correct. Tie game. Which tennis player is not broken?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Naomi Osaka.
That's a fact.
Still with Corday.
That's right. She's not broken up. On a TV show, what is the name of the town where the Simpsons live?
Ebro.
Ebro.
They are in, I'm drawing a blank.
1. And Laura.
Yeah, I got it. They live in Springfield.
Springfield.
Springfield, and she ties the game.
I knew that, man. Why I drew a blank on Springfield?
I hate when that happens.
I knew it. Clear.
Springfield. Okay.
All right.
Here we go now.
Here we go. Which country? It's also a continent.
Laura.
Wow. Who was that? Griff ain't here.
You know, I was mad early. Yeah,
that was me.
I was so
was
early,
me.
Son.
That
you
was
wildin'.
Me. Oh, my God. It was me.
Sean, you got to make a call, B.
Yeah, I think I heard Ebro.
Oh,
you
my
think.
God.
You know it's,
no
it's Australia.
Way.
Ebro wins.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so robbed.
Yo, y'all, and the world heard him want to cheat too, Janelle. You heard
I wasn't
that?
Trying to cheat.
Yo, Janelle, what? Who,
true.
Janelle, you heard me first too, didn't
what y'all heard?
1,000%.
Of course he did.
Of course.
Brian, what you heard?
Yes.
I had one of those summer walking tickets.
Oh, man, here you go. You messing up the moment. Hey,
y'all
Brian, I'm trying to hang
out
right now.
Saying, man. No, we got him.
Yo, man, hang on, man. Yo, man, you trying to do all that and spoil Janelle's moment, man. Get out of here.
God.
Yo, Janelle, man, you see what's going on. You see what's happening.
I do. I heard Janelle, you don't have any prizes for me, though.
I know we don't, but I owe you something, Janelle. Just hold me to it. I'm going to get you something. Hold me to it. Hackensack Medical, we love you over there. Big up.
Big up to Janelle.
Janelle, you want to shout any loved ones? You got the stage, man. That's the least we could do with no prizes.
Want to say hi to my boyfriend Carlo and my sister Candace tuning in. I love you guys. Have a good Sunday.
The way, yo, Janelle, you sound so like, I love them too. You're such a lovely person. I don't know them, but it sounds like love in your life. That's beautiful. Janelle, thank
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Now, the other kid's name's Brian.
Yeah, he's a rap.
What, oh, you hung up on him? I was going to help him with the tickets, just not right now.
Yeah, I banged on him.
But if he just won Summer Walker tickets, he couldn't win nothing anyway.
Facts, see? He played himself.
Man, oh, on the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles, who's cracking?
Well, coming up in a flashing lights report, Ibra, I want you to give us, since you were there, tell us about the Kendrick Lamar concert that went down over the weekend. So we'll discuss coming up, flashing lights.
Hey, pull up the Tim Gun turn up. Pull up.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I can't listen to these records the same. Laura.
I know.
Irv Gotti on the Drink Champs will ruin these. Irv Gotti. What are you doing, Irv? Irv about to be on Congratulations, You Played Yourself.
What happened?
It's just a lot.
Shani, you go watch that Drink Champs, fam.
Irv Gotti
and Ja Rule. Irv Gotti over talking about him and Ashanti. We'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
Issa's here. It's Issa's birthday, y'all.
Issa.
Hello,
what up, birthday girl?
Nothing. I'm just so excited for my birthday.
You made it.
Boom, boom, boom. How does it feel, Issa, to be 1 year older?
The same.
Yeah, but I just always love to have birthday parties and have my friends and family celebrate and get together. So that's mostly my favorite part.
Oh, I know. We like celebrating with you too. It's our favorite part.
They saying it's her golden birthday. She's been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yeah.
So. The eighth day in the eighth month in her eighth year.
Wow, it's special.
Yeah.
It's special. Your birthday, Issa.
Yeah, really special.
888.
Issa, I sent you a little something with Dad, okay? A little present for me and Kenza and Ricardo.
Okay, thank you.
I think you're going to really like it. So later on when you open it and you start putting it together, I want you to let me know what your thoughts are, okay?
Okay.
Wait, Issa got to do the weather. Give us today's weather, Issa.
Oh, yes.
Today's high will be 84.
You making it up.
I know.
Oh, my God, Issa.
With a low of 73. Oh, today's high will be 94 with a low of 77. 20 heat advisory.
And now you reading?
Yeah. Feels like 70. Right now it's 78. Feels like 79.
What should people wear today, man? You got to get to
you
the Issa weather report.
You should wear shorts and t-shirts, but if you want to, you can wear a dress and or a skirt. And you might want to bring a raincoat because it might rain later on.
Gotcha. Okay, a dress
and a
raincoat.
That's the birthday weather report?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Love you, Issa.
Love
We're so
you
proud
too,
of you,
guys.
Issa. We love you. Yeah. Issa on her way to camp.
Dope.
You know what I mean?
Dope.
Let's get into the flashing lights with Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right, so over the weekend, a big Kendrick Lamar concert went down. I saw a lot of clips online. Ebro, you were there.
Can in the building.
Highlights. Let us know what happened.
I mean, it was... Kendrick is just at another level when it comes to this stage performance thing, man. Very theatrical. Very dope. But yo, he had the Michael Jackson sequin glove on with the shoulder pads and the suit coat with the double-breasted suit coat.
What?
Wow.
With the Mike Jack sequin glove on.
Wow.
Definitely, definitely on some like, yo, I'm the Michael Jackson of this.
Yeah. Is that the message?
I mean, that's the message I got from it because as far as theatrics go, of like, I mean, I don't want to ruin it for everybody. If you do get to catch the tour, I know he was at the Barclay two nights, and I think he was in Long Island last night.
Okay.
I think. At any rate, though, the way he comes out sitting at a piano, and he's got like one of those ventriloquist puppets with him.
Interesting.
I mean, it's just a whole thing, man. Without ruining it. It's almost like a movie, and I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay, gotcha. But the clips that I saw online, he looked amazing. Did he do the disappearing act that everybody was talking about?
The disappearing act, yeah.
Well, he just was like, boop, and just gone from the stage.
Yeah,
really?
That was fire. And you didn't ruin it, because that was all over Twitter and Instagram. Okay. So.
That's why I was was I supposed to say that? I didn't see it on Twitter, so I didn't know.
I saw it.
But yeah, it's all of that, dope. Bro. Kendrick Lamar, man, on tour.
Oh, so dope. And I don't
know. Okay, Lamar.
There's a place called Dumbo House that it's a members-only establishment, restaurant, lounge type situation. But he also did an impromptu performance after one of the shows. Eber, did you peep that?
I did not know about this. I would have been there.
Yes, and Jay-Z and Beyonce were there.
Saturday. That must have been Saturday night.
He just got, like, the band was there, and he just got on the mic, and it looked, I saw a clip floating around, too. Pretty dope.
Man, I wish I was there for that. I didn't know about that. But, you know, that was probably the trade-off because Kendrick was at Beyonce's party Friday night. Beyonce had a party on Friday. It was like it was basically a house party. And by house, I mean house music. But it was like Beyonce was there, but dancers were performing Beyonce's music while she watched at the party. It was ill.
So dope. And everybody was dressed up. Like,
yeah, man. You had
like
to be.
Studio 54 vibes. You know what I mean?
I didn't even have no clothes to fit the mood.
So dope.
I don't have sequins and shiny things in my closet.
You'd have been out of place.
What?
Yeah, you could have rolled up with just like jeans and a shirt.
Nah, all I got is Stussy t-shirts and Paper Planes t-shirts and shorts. I don't have nothing for that.
Very cool. Yeah, we saw Chloe Bailey, Lala, a lot of celebrities that came out dressed up in their sparkles and leotards. It was pretty fly.
Wow.
It was pretty fly. That's your flashing light report. The time is 7:04. Today is a high of 91, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Yo, Irv Gotti, man, I love you. I love you, but you're about to get this. Congratulations, you played yourself after that Drink Champs interview. Man.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
What's going on, man? Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. What's going on, man?
What do you mean?
How Irv Gotti just going... Man, hit the button, man, on Irv Gotti, man.
Straight up.
Yo, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play.
I get Irv. You go on to Drink Champs. If nobody's seen it, Irv Gotti, Ja Rule on Drink Champs talking about the Murder, Inc. documentary in which, I guess, Ashanti did not want to participate.
You have nothing to worry about.
And is that why Irv Gotti's talking crazy on the Drink Champs, or at least thought he was? Because why you... Irv, I love you, Irv. But why? Hit the button, man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Irv Gotti decides to go into detail on a relationship that's, or I don't even know if it was an official relationship, because Irv Gotti apparently was married at the time, where he tells these stories back in 2002. That's when the record that, you know, Ashanti was signed to him. And signed up Murder, Inc. And 2002 was when the record Happy came out. Irv details on Drink Champs a couple of things. Right, Cast One, you saw the whole thing. I seen clips. Laura seen clips. Where he says that after him and Ashanti had a roll in the hay, if you will, he came up with the song Happy. Solidifying something that people speculated for many years, that Ashanti and Irv had a relationship. At the time, she would have been 21 or 20.
Yeah.
He would have been 30 or 31 at the time. So nothing crazy there. But the crazy part is I think Irv was married at the time.
I don't know if he cleared that up, that he already was separated. But still, like, I just feel like Ashanti was so young at that time and... I don't know. To me, it's unnecessary information. Like, I don't really care to hear that. Is it me? Because I didn't watch the whole interview. I just saw the clips. But, Cass, you saw the interview. One part where he mentioned her?
No, the whole thing. The whole thing was about, like, it just started off and he just started going. Like, the whole... I actually forgot how they got to it, but it didn't take long to get to it. And he came off
real
tight and bitter.
Yeah, he was establishing the documentary and why she wasn't involved.
No, because that came after. That came way after when they were talking about that. That came around the time when he was talking about her wanting him to release her masters to her. So that came later on in the conversation. The whole thing about the documentary. It just it was kind of classless, bro. It was really like, why are we doing this again? You know, like,
it's called Drink Champs.
And even if it was about the documentary, he went way further than, yo, she didn't want to be in the documentary. You know what I'm saying? Like, it went way further than that.
Well, congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, nah. It doesn't play well for dudes when we telling too much, man. You know, if that would have been a woman telling all that and telling all that old business and being messy like that, I think socially it's more acceptable. When a dude wants to tell his truth, it don't fly, man.
I don't know because there's certain people who have
brought up old relationships that we're like, you're just being messy trying to bring that up. We've definitely felt that way before.
What made it really bad is that it was coming from a bitter standpoint. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, this is what happened and we went through this. It was just like, yo, this is why I don't rock with so and so, and it was just kind of tasteless, man. You know what I'm saying? It came from a like the way he came toward the subject came from a stance of still at this point today being bitter about it. You know what I mean?
Well, and salute. It appeared that Ja Rule was trying to steer Irv away from it
multiple times.
Yeah, and trying to keep it, you know, all on the up and up. But clearly, there's some unresolved issues that don't look like they're getting resolved anytime soon after this Drink Champs episode. Shout out to Nori and the fam over there. Definitely putting out another great episode. And for Irv, you got a whole list.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Wait, who added that little extra in there? What was all that about?
Well, that was a mistake. You heard that?
Damn, son.
Damn.
Anyway. On, Laura, what you got on your list today?
Well, I'm going to give it to myself for sleeping on my kid, and I'll explain.
You're like, oh, you fell asleep on top of your child. That's never good.
No. So, you know, over the weekend, we were chilling on the bed. We and my toddler, Kenza, who's about to be 2 on Halloween, okay? She's reading a little book, and she's just, you know, babbling to herself. Me and Dad were in the room. He's doing God knows what. But I start laying next to her, and I'm kind of fading, like falling asleep. She takes my cell phone, okay? 2 hands up, according to Dad. According to Dad. Guys, and she slammed the corner of the cell phone so hard on the side of my forehead.
What?
Yo, guys, if you would have seen me on Saturday, it looked like someone punched me in the face. And she did. She might as well punch me in the face.
Kenza tried to take you out?
Yo,
she
tried to take you out. Out,
she tried to take you out. Like, yo,
she tried to take me out. Bro, I saw my face. I couldn't believe it. Yes.
Was she laughing after she did it? Was she smiling?
And then
like, Dad's mommy.
Dad was like, no. And then afterwards, she was like, nice. And tried to rub me, but I was like, too late.
Nah, Kenza. Nah, fam.
Congratulations. Nah, you played yourself.
Bro, has that ever happened to any of y'all? Like, you never
Yeah, I've definitely been punched by Issa a few times.
Yeah.
Where it was like, fam, punched. That was a lot.
Yeah. Well, I was like, hey, that hurts.
Too hard. Right.
The kid, they will abuse you. They will abuse. They don't know their own strength. So they'll
Child
just,
abuse.
Facts.
You they're got just, elbowed in the face before, Shawnee?
I've been slapped ridiculously. You know what I'm saying? You in the little kid's face. You're like, hey, how's everything doing this morning?
Come on. I don't know, man. I feel like there was a motive behind this, Laura. I think she's trying to take you out. She's trying to take you out. She's like, listen, I need daddy for myself. She's trying to take you out.
Now, I'll tell you what it was. Kenza was like, oh, word, you want to come spend quality time and then doze off? Bam! Bam!
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, how you playing yourself?
Bam! Wake your ass yourself. Up, Mom. We hanging out.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Oh, this is the phone that you always ignore me while you're sending emails. Now you're not paying attention. Right. I'll take that phone and go upside your head. Bye.
Hey, mommy, don't you want this phone?
Right. So foul, guys.
Hey, mommy, ain't you got work to do?
Right.
Boom. Yo, curved is next. Cash one right now.
Last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shout out. Chayo, Ebo, and Chayo.
Yeah, man. All summer long.
Drinking weed. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's not a routine when you do your wellness, Shawnee. Shawnee was asked, I guess, by someone about his wellness routine.
Yeah.
But I guess it is a routine because you routinely do it.
Right. But in the moment, I didn't understand. It was like, what's your wellness routine? And I was like, what you mean? What's my wellness routine?
You mean, what's my lifestyle?
Exactly. Because that's how
but
I
it's all it. It's all semantics in a frame of mind.
Right. So it was like, you know, well, what do you do to stay healthy? Like physically and... I guess spiritually.
Right, you have a routine.
Right, so I was like, well, you know, black seed oil, ginger shots, turmeric, you know, sea moss regularly. And they was like, oh, so you want it? And I was like, oh, that's, I have a wellness routine?
Yes, you do.
Like, all right. And then, you know, now a little basketball, at least maybe once a week. kind of vibes.
I feel like if you really gonna be about this like staying healthy thing, you routinely have to do something every day, whether that's, you know, your vitamins and your diet. And by diet, I don't mean like you're dieting, meaning what you're eating
Right. Has
to be clean most of the time. That's right. Why I do the Monday through Friday joint, clean. Because that's a nice,
food.
Right, clean food, no animal.
Right.
Because I feel like I can look forward to Saturday and Sunday.
Right, you can live
and even on Sundays, usually I end up doing no animal, but, you know, I give myself that leeway just to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so if your routine is like you don't have one and it's just red meat,
you just fly. You ain't even thinking
fries,
about
fries, and that's the routine. No exercise. You're in trouble.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have some problem.
Yeah, you just sit in the car.
Everybody's body is different, right? Some people ain't gonna have problems for a long time. You know what I'm saying? People may have problems sooner than others. You know, it all depends. Everybody's routine isn't for everybody else, but I will tell you what. That water and those vitamins become crucial after you pass like 20, 28, 30. Right. And if you haven't been doing them, like that's not a part of how you were raised. It's hard to get into a routine.
I didn't even know.
So back to the routine.
I had no clue.
That's like sleep. Sleep is so important.
That's sleep, man.
Man, listen. So underrated.
not around these parts. Highly rated.
That sleep
is highly rated.
And now, but I had issues with it.
Yeah. And
how did you overcome your issues, Laura? What happened with sleep?
Realizing that I had an issue.
Okay.
Because I was kind of like in denial. Like, what? I'm fine. I'll just sleep 4 hours as long as I was just focused on getting work done. You know what I mean? Like, I had a thing like if my calendar wasn't filled, I wasn't doing enough. Like, I have to work. And I just was not saying, I wasn't making my sleep a priority at all. And then it got so bad that when I tried to, I couldn't sleep.
Mm.
I even went to go see a doctor and then they tried to put me on sleeping pills and I felt horrible when I woke up. I felt groggy and then I tried natural stuff and I had to really figure out how to disconnect. Then I started taking some yoga classes and tried, you know, those 10-minute meditation before you go to bed. I've done it all. Smoked some weed. I've done it all. But now I'm at a point where it's like I finally, like, if my body tells me I'm tired, I don't care where you're inviting me to. I'll be like, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
It's not happening.
Wind it down,
breathing exercises, and go to sleep.
And then, like, if you're trying to lose weight and you're not sleeping, forget it.
Right.
Forget it. You could do all the exercise in it, but if you're not sleeping, you're going nowhere, fam.
Damn, she hit you with you going nowhere.
Yeah, I learned it the hard way.
Now, is weed a part of a wellness routine? Because a lot of people do that regularly, too.
For some.
I mean, it could be a part of some sort of maybe mental wellness, or maybe it's a calming effect. It can be. Excess of anything, though, isn't really wellness.
That's facts.
And now, by the way, I mean anything excess.
Even excess.
Even water. You drink too much water, that's not good for you, too. You got to be balanced. Right. You getting too much sleep? That's not necessarily good for you either.
Yeah.
Exercising too much?
Over-exercise? Yeah. All of
everything.
That. Everything.
I've seen a lot of videos moving around of just new exercises because everybody's sitting down, right? Too much of sitting down right now.
Yeah.
Because everybody's in front of their screens and just like.
Driving in your car. You know, whatever your commute is, sitting on the train.
Looking down at your phone. So the spine and those hip joints and all of that are being affected heavy right now.
Right,
you know,
right.
How many of us are looking down more in the last 5 years just because of our phone? You know what I'm saying? It's hunchback and sitting down more in the last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
facts.
Yeah, stretching a lot of our drivers.
Yo, y'all preaching right now. Háblale.
Háblale. Real talk, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, look, I want to make sure my posture's right. Stop looking at my phone. You know what I'm saying?
It's really important.
Yeah, it's
good
real.
Posture and phone.
Yo,
I don't know if they go together.
They don't go together.
That's a problem.
We're looking down.
Real talk, you got to put that phone down.
Facts.
That's what you got to do. And, go out here and do some work. Look, if you're really trying to make strides in these areas, man, we've all had to work on it. So don't give up and continue. Just do something, one thing at a time, man, that's on your list. Yeah. I think a lot of people have so many items on their list of things they're trying to do that you don't end up getting anything done because it's such a daunting list. Mm-hmm. Write the list or however you keep it in your brain and just do one this week. Right. Just do one of them and do it every single day this week. That's because you got to start somewhere. Yeah. The only way forward is to take a singular step.
That's right. One step at a time.
A singular step. Man. One step at a time. So if your thing is sleep, focus on that this week. Because nothing goes forward without the sleep part.
That's a fact.
Even if you're getting the nutrition and the water and the exercise part, the sleep part, start there. And that goes with laying down, putting the phone down.
Right.
Calming yourself, breathing. Yo, I do breathing exercises often. I lay flat on my back in the bed. I breathe in slow and breathe out. And I just focus on that. And the next thing you know, you knocked out.
Gone.
You sleep. Yeah. Just from calming down, putting the phone down, turning the TV off, and just being in the quiet. If you meet someone and you ask them, like, yo, can you sit still for 5 minutes and just breathe? They'd be like, nah, my brain is too crazy. You got a problem, B. It's a problem if you can't quiet your mind and just lay there and be chill and still.
Be chill and be still.
Facts.
New bumper sticker, new t-shirts.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, yeah, or turn up, because you got Ebro Laura Rosenberg on. You got to get to work and call right now because DJ John is here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny. DJ
John. John. He's on his health journey. John, you sleeping?
Oh, I slept a lot last night.
But what about every night?
Yeah. Saturday night too, Friday.
Yeah.
Certain nights it's like, you know, I'll get like 5, but then I'll make up the next day. Let me do 7 and 8. You know, just, you know, I wish I could get consistent throughout the week, but sometimes, you know, you got to sacrifice some days. But I do work on it.
Why you got to sacrifice some days?
Because then I just have plot, just scheduling.
Got it.
Different stuff.
Yo, maybe it's where I'm at in my life, but it's probably it. After 8, nah, bro.
After 8 p.m.
It's not happening.
Ain't nothing happening, bro.
That's facts.
You're not leaving the house.
Not just taking a phone call.
Yeah.
None of it. I've been up since 5 a.m., bro.
Right.
You ain't got to me between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Like, it better be what an emergency.
Yo, I'm giving y'all too much of my time.
Right.
Talk about it.
I've been available all day.
8 p.m.
You got to shut it down.
I've been available for 15 hours. What do you want from me?
A little after dinner conversation?
Nah, bro. No.
Everybody eats around 8. Can we call you after dinner?
8 is too, by the way, 8 is too late to be eating.
Facts.
I mean, that's
that
true,
is a
too.
Facts.
That's true, too. But a lot of people
I'm not
do
eating
it.
At 8. You I'm eating at 6:30.
Right. I do, too. The heavy meal. Latest around 6:30.
Not even. And by the way, I do my heaviest meal. I try to do my heaviest meal in the afternoon.
Right, but I'm saying...
So I got all day to work through that, and then in the evening I have some light.
Right.
These are gems.
And yeah, you know you sleep facts. Better when you eat light at night.
That's true.
Word.
That's true.
Especially you're dealing with acid reflux, you're dealing with all that stuff. You better eat light.
They say you eat heavy at night, that's when you have your worst nightmares and all that.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I can't turning. Eat. If I eat at night at all, like if I eat an hour before I go to bed, it doesn't matter what time it is, I'm having nightmares. That's a fact. You could just write it down.
You're having dreams. You're all like, night. Yo, what? And that disrupts your sleep, right? Because you having a dream that's so crazy. You're like, yo, I got to wake up, man. Nah. Y'all tripping.
Right.
Y'all tripping. And I don't know what y'all going through, but nah, we not doing that tonight. I'm trying to chill. I don't know what y'all got me thinking about. I'm trying to sleep.
Right.
Y'all in there bugging out. Y'all gotta calm down.
So don't hit you after 8 with like, yo, check out this new burner boy.
Hell.
You know what?
Bro,
this
listen,
funny
bro.
Instagram meme.
Nah.
Don't forward it.
Don't even do it. Don't even do it.
Never that.
John, what are you giving to people? Nothing.
Nothing but a shout out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yo, hit the whole show with a congrats.
Congratulations. Hit the whole station with a congrats.
Yo, how we don't got nothing to give away, man?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
So whack.
Y'all so raggedy, bro.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, are we so spoiled that the expectation is that our entertainment value is tied to a giveaway? That's how we got to get people to listen. Y'all know a majority of our audience probably never has called the show.
I know, but it's like it's fun to make, you know, to hook somebody up that's been, hardworking people
that
tune in.
I agree.
And pick up 1,000. The phone. It's like, let me see if I could call. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And hit me with the button. I still flaked on the air conditioners that people need, the new ACs that I
use. Oh, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Summer's almost over, man.
It's over, La.
How hot is it going to be today?
96.
It's going to be 100.
What's the real feel?
100. 1,000.
105.
Real feel's 100? Over 100. Yeah. We over 97. All right, let's give away an air conditioner, Griff. Let's do it.
He's not here.
I'll go buy one.
Wait, Griff's not here. You're not. Hit the button again.
Damn. It's his birthday today.
Hit the button. He took
happy birthday, Griff.
Congratulations. Griff. You played yourself.
Nah, yeah. Issa, and Griff have the same birthday.
Yeah, Issa.
We said happy birthday to Issa. She's in camp right now. All right, who we got on the line? This is for air conditioner. Let's see if John's covering for Griff. So if you don't get your air conditioner, it's DJ John's fault.
Wow.
We got Michelle.
Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle, you need a new AC unit at your crib?
No. Huh?
I said, do you need
yes,
a new
Yes, I have an air conditioner.
Do you need a new one, though?
Hell yeah. I could always take a new one in this heat, yeah.
Do you got the window units? I could buy you one.
All right, I got that. All right, I hear that. All right, let's do this then. Thank you.
All right, boom. Yeah, we'll get you a new AC unit today. It's hot. We just came up with this prize right now. I answer this question super fast so you can be smarter than DJ John. Here we go.
Okay, so Kendrick is making his rounds on tour. Can you tell us where was Kendrick Lamar born?
In Compton, California.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Bang, bang, bang.
DJ John.
That was a lucky question.
She's good. What high school did Kendrick Lamar attend?
Oh, Compton University. I mean, Compton High School.
Compton University.
Centennial High School is the correct
That's
answer.
What I meant to say.
Yeah, come on, man.
Compton University.
My bad.
The University of Compton? Wow. Yo, what's the young lady's name on the line?
Michelle.
Michelle, we got you an AC unit.
Yay, thank you, guys.
Yo, I got to hit my PC Richards plug and get this bought for you. I got you, son. Don't worry about it.
Get something off the truck, something that
Wait, so
off the truck.
Michelle, at your crib, where's the AC unit now? Which one you got? You got it in the how many you got in the house?
I have the one that goes inside the wall on the bottom.
Oh, you got the inside the wall joint on the bottom? All right, we're going to try to get you a new joint, man. We're going to hook you up. All right, hang on.
All right, thank you.
Hang on. The way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles, what's popping?
Oh, a big reunion over the weekend. Drake, Nicki, and Lil Wayne. I'll give you details on what happened coming up. Flashing lights.
Ooh-wee. Cash 197 minutes, commercial free.
Sit by myself.
It's Monday.
Talking to the moon.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
T today is the mythical Lion's Gate portal opens.
Wow.
What?
August 8th, 2022.
Okay.
Now, the portal is really open from July 28th to August 12th. But the powers peak on the 8th. Mm. The Lion's Gate portal.
What are we talking about?
The power of the Lion's Gate lies in its cosmic synergy between stars, signs, and numbers. But the term itself refers to the annual alignment between the sun in Leo and Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky.
I don't follow.
Is this about Leo?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, wait, this is Leo season, so he's dropping some gems.
It's like the movie Stargate, where you can walk through the gate and walk somewhere else. Is that what this is?
Exactly.
So it opens today.
I'm confused.
How do I get there? Where is it?
Word.
You can't. You're not a Leo.
You're already in it. You just have to acknowledge it. See, that's what you don't understand.
Talk that talk.
Okay.
What you don't understand, God.
Come on now.
Is you already are one.
That's
just
right.
Open your pineal gland and tap in, my G.
What exactly is that?
The pineal gland?
Yeah.
There's a gland. Man. There's a gland between your two eyes.
That's
yours
right.
Yours is still calcified, sir.
The third eye?
Yeah, it's kind of like the third eye, but it resembles a pine cone, which is why it's the pineal gland. But yeah, it's
what
your
does
third
it do?
Eye. It's your third eye. It's kind of like
what
your sixth
it,
sense.
What does this do?
It's a
your
God,
sixth sense. It's another
God
sense,
gland.
Man. It's a God gland, man. Scientists don't even know what it does exactly.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure it out. But it's on hieroglyphics.
But since most of us only use 10% of our brain,
talk about it.
I just assume that yours is shut off, and you gotta decalcify. Okay.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta
how do you
tap
calcifying?
In.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, if you're not
because
tapped
of that
in.
Expression on your face.
Right.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stab.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash.
A new segment,
man.
Like
it.
So there was a big Young Money reunion. You know, we reported it. Then Drake got COVID. That didn't happen. So it happened over the weekend. Nicki Minaj, Drake, and Lil Wayne were on stage together, and it was a big moment. And it happened. Yes. And here's a clip of Drake giving Lil Wayne his flowers.
On your tour bus, you gave me $30,000 that I was able to bring home to my mother, and that changed the next like 6 months for us. And I'll never forget. That's the most important amount of money I've ever made in my life to date. You're the most important man to each and every one of us. You are truly the most selfless man on planet Earth. To find all these people from across the mother world, bring us all together, give us all a shot. This is me, by the way. I'm your son. Look at this. You did this. I promise you, there is nobody else on planet Earth like this man. He brought us here together. It's an incredible night to celebrate you. I would do anything for you. I'd lay anybody down for you. I love you. I will go to the ends of the earth for this man. You changed my life and you changed this city forever. So make some noise for the greatest rapper of all time.
Wow. That's dope, man.
As Drake should, man. Drake is a very thankful, gracious, classy individual, that Drizzy Drake, and Wayne has provided an amazing opportunity, or you know, continue. Well, yeah, provided. Drake took the handoff and ran with it, though, boy. Nicki too,
and so did Nicki.
Yeah, Nicki too. They took the handoff. He gave a mean alley-oop. I remember when Wayne announced that he was starting Young Money and who he was signing to the label. I remember that moment. And, you know, the fact that he's got, you know, Wayne signed two of the biggest superstars ever in hip hop.
Yeah.
And was here's the key, was able to stay out of the way enough, mm-hmm. as well as support enough for them to be that big. How many artists of artists do we see not thrive?
Right.
That happens all the time.
And he did that while he was arguably the biggest artist at the time.
And he continued to thrive.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was big.
No, it's a huge testament to Wayne being a great person.
at your Flash and Light Report. The time is 8:04. Today is a high of 91 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
I'm thinking because Irv Gotti's still talking about something from 20 years ago. And as Cass One put it, in a very bitter sense, like the tone of it was he's still angry. I think now's the time for you to call. Is somebody still talking about how y'all was involved mad long ago and it's still over? It's over. It's been over. It's over. And they still talking about it. We can all relate.
Or I gave you your first opportunity. And like, I don't know.
Or nah, just a relationship where it's like, yo, yeah, nah, we had a thing back in the day. You're like, yo, you still talking about that? You ain't replaced that?
Right. Reminiscing on that old thing.
Because there's many ways that Irv could have handled that.
But you know,
we gave him a congratulations. He played himself earlier. But we'll take your phone calls coming up. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Ride or Die is next, and The Guru.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
97 minutes of nonstop hip hop. DJ Cast One with Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97.
So, I screw up sometimes. And then I think about our listeners and I'm like, yeah, nah, we're not doing that. I said, people call in if somebody's still talking about how y'all had a relationship mad years later. Mm-hmm. And they still bringing it up. They still talking about it every time it come up.
Keep my name.
And then I realized our listeners is going to call and start saying names. Who knows what kind of cases and ish they got going on.
No.
It's gonna the next thing, they using our audio in some sort of deposition somewhere.
Right. Yeah, you don't want that. Not what you
nah,
want.
Nah, I'm cool. Y'all not involved. Y'all not involving me in y'all shenanigans. Nope, we're not taking them phone calls. I changed my mind.
Right, because you already know. Let me tell you about this fool.
Nope. But what we can do is 800-223-9797. Because I had this thought, and I said it earlier. Irv Gotti, while we may dislike what he had to say, because it's like, bro, that's 20 years ago. Why are you telling all this business and why are you sounding bitter and why are you sounding like you still ain't over it?
Right.
He's telling his truth, though.
Mm.
We may not like it or how it's coming off. And you know, and listen, we could even throw this in there. If you didn't see the Drink Champs with Irv Gotti and Ja Rule, go check it. He's telling his truth. And let's be honest, Ashanti's still on fire out here. Boy, that make it harder.
That's the bottom line.
Because if she wasn't looking how she was looking, he wouldn't be bringing it up.
Right, she's still relevant. He wouldn't even talk about
it. Yo, she's scorching.
Right.
She's hotter now.
But you know what's crazy? They brought that up in the interview, and they said that. And he was like, nah, it's not even about that. I have way hotter chicks. He's like, I have way hotter girls than her.
Right.
It's not even, you know, I get mad girls.
Survey says,
right. He's trying to be like, yo, y'all see that? Yeah, I used to hit that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah.
No, 800-223-9797. Is Irv Gotti just telling his truth or is he being whack? That's the question.
Can both be true?
Call right now. While we take phone calls from y'all, I want to pivot real quick. Did you see this, Laura Stiles?
What?
Yesterday, the GOP voted against a bill that would have kept insulin prices at $35 a pop.
It's just evil. It's evil.
Now, people are saying, oh, well, the bill had a bunch of other stuff in it, what they call pork. You know, a little money for this one and a little money for that one. It wasn't just about the $35. But if you keep a track at home, so far, with all of the things and solutions that Democrats have put forth while they have the Senate. Cheaper baby formula, they voted against that. Cheaper insulin, they voted against that. They had a price gouging at the pump bill, They voted against that. They voted against the extra money for the veterans with the that were next to the burn pits out at war. They right. voted against that.
Right.
Women's rights. We know they voted against that. Gay marriage. The Republicans have voted against that. Contraceptives. And gun control. They have voted. So if you keep a track at home, in many different bills, these things have been put forward. Now Republicans will say, well, those bills had this thing or was spending too much money on that thing or this thing, blah, 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 blah. But if you keep a track at home, solutions have been put forward for many things. They needed 60 votes yesterday, and they only got 57 to keep insulin prices at $35. Now, I think the year was 1920-something. The creators of the insulin, the scientists that created this, sold the patent to Canada for $1 so that everyone could have it.
Because it's a necessity.
So think about that. People are out here paying hundreds of dollars to get their insulin.
Guys, there's people who can't afford their insulin, so they're literally playing with their life by skipping a day or taking half of the insulin one day and the other half because they just can't afford it. This is something that could kill them. Like, you can die because you are not using the amount of insulin that you need.
So what is the insulin for again?
The insulin is for diabetics. So the insulin helps there. I think it helps your cells absorb something with the food that you're eating and balance your body out.
Gotcha. And you know, people are also born diabetic. Like, it's just a number of different things, yeah. You know?
But anyway, the scientists, just if you go all the way back, I think it was the 1920s, they sold the patent for this medical product for $1. So all of the money that people have been paying all this time is just capitalism.
Disgusting. It's disgusting.
And many of the pharmaceutical things that we have to buy here in the United States that are very expensive are much cheaper right across the border in Canada. You can go down the rabbit hole. Yo, you can go down the rabbit hole of people who literally have pharmacies right in Canada. And they go buy directly from Canada and just skip over. Now, I don't know if that's breaking the law or whatever, but people got to do what they got to do to get it on the cheap.
EpiPens. That's a big thing.
Oh.
The price gouging on EpiPens is ridiculous. An EpiPen is an emergency pen that you basically stab someone in the knee and give them like a boost of, I don't know what's in the EpiPen.
Isn't it like allergic, like when you're having an allergic reaction, yes, like people who are allergic like to peanuts or something?
Right.
Anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. So when you're having an allergy attack that could kill you, this is a way to like keep you alive until paramedics come. And that has been, the prices on that has been going up to unaffordable sometimes.
But anyway, if you keep a track at home, solutions are being put forward. People don't like them. They're voting against them. So, that part. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Shawnee, we got anybody on the line? Back to Irv Gotti, man. Back to shenanigans and the mess. Irv Gotti was on Drink Champs. And Cast One, you reported. I've only seen clips. I didn't watch the whole thing. You reported that he was on it from the top.
He was on it.
From the tippy. He was going at Ashanti.
I listened to about an hour and a half of the podcast. Wow. And I want to say about 85 to 90% of it was Ashanti talk. You already know.
Yo, but Irv was telling his truth, man.
Yo, we got Rome on the line.
Rome. You saw the Drink Champs?
You was up. Yes, sir. Excited today. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning. Rome, was Irv Gotti telling his truth, or was he being whacked?
I'm saying, I think Irv is telling his truth. You know what I mean? You know, people do it all the time. Why shouldn't he be able to?
There you go. Right for, yeah, Irv. There you go, Rome.
All right, we got Sarah.
Sarah, Irv Gotti was telling his truth, or he was being whacked?
Because I get it. It's a part of your history, you know. But it was 20 years ago. On top of that, you were married. Uh-oh. I understand you have a film to promote, blah, 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 blah. Talk about the impact that Murder, Inc. had on the music industry. He sat on Ashanti the whole time. It was embarrassing, really. Wow. Really. And he was definitely coming from the bitter end of it. Like, she moved on 2-3 times past you. Like, my guy, 20 years ago. Let it go.
Well, and,
like Elsa, let it go.
Well, and the other part of it is, you know, Ja Rule was trying to steer the conversation in another direction because obviously him and Ashanti still doing, they still do shows together.
Yeah, they still do shows together.
Ashanti don't like this. She's somewhere minding her own business.
She like, wow, nah, Irv.
This not what you want.
But we got Diamond.
Diamond, was Irv Gotti telling his truth? Or...
I think Irv Gotti was doing it. I'm sorry. I think he was doing it for bragging rights. You know, like this was 20 years ago. It was being messy. It was a little messy. He didn't have to bring up the little details. He went a little too detailed for that. I think he should have just kept it classy about how, you know, successful they were and how beautiful she is. He ain't have to give all the details now. He's telling his bedroom stories.
He wanted everybody to know he was hot out here. He had that joint before it was where it's at today.
It's almost bragging rights. A little too old for that, Irv.
Now, our cameraman, Rasan, reported that while this episode was coming out and everybody was talking about it, Ashanti was on stage with Nelly somewhere doing a show.
Yeah, and they were performing and Nelly brought her out on stage. And even at the end of their performance, Nelly made a little joke about floor seats, which is something that Irv Gotti mentioned, that how he found out that they were dating.
You have that Irv Gotti audio, Shawnee Culture. He talks about how he found out that they were an item on the Drink right. Champs. Y'all should go check that out. Shout out to Nori and the team over there.
Yeah. Nelly and Ashanti, are they still a thing or no?
No.
I think not, Ashanti right? got a new boo somewhere right. or had yeah, one. I don't know what's going on. Oh,
Nelly's okay. married, I think.
I'm just asking, just trying to be.
Yeah, we don't know, fam. We ain't all up in it like that.
Yeah, this is Irv talking about how you found out.
Never had a problem, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
I could get past you wanting to be with Nelly.
Sounds like you didn't get past that. Just be honest.
Listen, at the time right. it happens, any man,
yeah, of course,
is you is her. Yeah. The right. chick you are in love with is with this
country grandma.
You wanna hear how I found out?
How did you find out, sir?
I was at home.
And there wasn't no Twitter or Instagram back then.
I was at home. Okay. Listen to this. This is God wanted me to find out. I was at home. NBA package. I like watching sports. Oh my God, what's this commotion going on in the stadium? We just found out what the commotion is. Nelly has walked in with Ashanti.
The man still hurt.
He's still hurt.
Still hurt.
You can tell he's hurt.
Even so, Nori says it.
He's not in a good space.
He's not, man.
Yo, Irv, man. Yo, Irv, it was a rough weekend, man. The Murder, Inc. doc on the way. The gurus are next.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hands on the back of my neck, stand up.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. It is guru time on a Monday.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Send us your email. Gurus unite to guide you, to help find answers.
That's right.
Hardest times. Shawnee Culture, burn the sage.
That's right. Cleansing the energy. Zen, 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 zen,
All right, our guru brother Rosenberg is on vacaciones, so we will handle it.
Breathe
so
in
let's
through the
see.
Nose, out through the mouth.
That's right, Shawnee. Zen, zen, zen. Okay. That's right. Dear gurus,
I feel like Rosenberg gets to the guru listener. Faster. Y'all slow.
That's not true. That's not true.
Cállate. I'm a 33-year-old male. Not a major issue, but one that keeps bothering me. I have a physically demanding job, and by the end of a 10-hour shift, I just want to chill, get food, smoke something, watch a movie.
Talk about it.
But my friends and family are always asking me to do stuff, help them with things, sometimes go to concerts. I don't have a problem with doing things like this every now and then, but I'm at a point in my life, guys, where I'm tired. And if I say I don't want to go, they make a huge issue about it. They call me boring and all this nonsense. Sometimes, you know, I work Saturday, so by the time the weekend rolls, I just want to get a beer and relax. I'm having a problem setting boundaries with my family and friends, and I know you guys are big on this, but I need some help. P.S. I know you guys like to chill too. All right. Well, it just sounds like that. You have a problem with setting boundaries with your friends and family. Fam, if you are tired and you've been busting your butt all week, just say no. Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's fine. It's not really a big deal. I think you might be overcomplicating it and digesting it more than you should. They'll get over it. Learn to say no. You know what? Nah, not this time, fam. They're like, not today. You're boring. So what? Take it. Take the smoke.
I'm boring and exhausted because I've been working over 60 hours.
Hashtag
this week.
Be boring. It's okay.
Yo,
we were just talking about prioritizing sleep. Remember earlier in the show.
You also got to remember too. If you can't create boundaries and tell people that you care about that you need space or time or sleep or quiet or you just want to stay in and they don't want to respect that, or somehow you're worried that they not going to be your friends no more, that's on you, bro.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's you. You need to grow up. Like, if you're worried about impressing your friends so much that you can't tell them no, you need to grow up.
Yeah, and I was thinking that too. He's 33, so he might be in a phase where there's a little shift going on. He's partied through his 20s, late 20s, and now you're at a space, you're getting your grown man on.
That's that Jesus age, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah, it's time for you to go on growing up and save the world.
Right, you know what I'm saying? You got other things to do, and there's a part of you that feels like the guilt, so therefore when they say you're boring, you're feeding into it. Don't feel guilty. It's all right.
Just tell them everybody can't come on this ride, bro. It's all good.
Right. You got a new journey, and it's called sleep. Rest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Relaxation. Peace of mind.
And the other piece is, and I deal with this too, people really are afraid to get older.
Mm-hmm.
And they think older and not going out and wanting to take care of yourself is bad, when it's really the reverse. It's really the other way around, B. Fighting to stay an age that you're not.
Right.
Is the biggest congrats you could get.
That's a fact. And you know, one of the things.
You're not 20, bro.
You're not.
Oh, nah, but you know, I just feel like I'm not doing anything. You just worked a full day. You're planning for your future. Like, what do you mean you haven't done anything? You've done more than just go sit around and guzzle alcohol and shove hookah in your face.
Right, right.
That's literally doing nothing.
Right. Look, everybody is different. And one of the things that we know is consistent is that things change. And people change. And you've evolved. It's okay. Some people want to party all the time. Maybe you've evolved to the person that doesn't want that all the time. It's okay.
I mean, I think we can all agree that setting healthy boundaries is important. Make yourself a priority and don't be scared. So say, let's
burn it down?
No.
Don't be scared to burn it down?
Don't be scared. Chill out, man.
Don't be scared to communicate and speak up for yourself.
Chill out, man. You ain't got to be out every week, man. Save your money too, bro. Ain't nothing out there but spending money.
Hey, take a nap.
So say los gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
And you are washed and boring.
Right. He's like, look, they're washed and boring. Maybe I could write into them and get some
exactly
some affirmations on
this
my
life.
This
is washed in the morning with boring and sleepy.
Right. We like to sleep, eat well. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
I'm
saying,
washed in the morning.
If you're not respecting my boundaries, I'm quick to burn a relationship down, bro. I'm quick to burn it down.
I ain't even got to burn it down. I'm just telling, nah, bro.
Right.
It ain't happening.
Right, I'm tired.
Don't want to hang out with me no more, Ebro? That's what you're trying to say?
No, I do want to hang out with you, just not at 9 o'clock at night.
But that's when we go out. That's what we do. Well, that's our team. That's what we do.
I'm out at noon. Holla at me.
See, burning it down. You just burnt it down.
Now, we can still text. We can share stories. You tell me about it. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. We can still be cool. Right. I just ain't where you at.
Yeah, I'll see it on your gram. Put on your stories.
Yeah, it's all good. You know looks like a great time. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what up?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson call it quits. And Kanye responds.
No, I thought it was forever.
What he said. Coming up, flashing lights.
Hop in a, throw up the sex in a.
Joey Badass. Yeah. Let's go. Flashing lights time. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Over the weekend, the big reports, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson call it quits. They're saying they're in two different places. Whoa. And Kim is needs to focus on finishing her law career. She wants to become a lawyer, so she's been extremely busy, and she has a kid and her kids. While Pete, I think he's filming a movie, so they decided to just, you know, kind of each focus on their own. But today, during the show, we noticed that Kanye decided to post. You know, he doesn't really have anything on his Instagram page. But he posted a picture of a New York Times newspaper with a big headline that says, Skeet Davidson, dead at age 28.
Wow.
And then at the bottom.
Well, that's Skeet. That's not Pete. That's different. You know what I'm saying? Because Skeet was in a relationship with Kim. Yeah. Pete is a whole different person. Like, now he can go on. He can move away from the nickname Skeet and just be Pete.
That's a positive twist, Ebro. But watch this part. Go ahead, Laura.
Listen, so Cass One pointed this out to me, that at the bottom in fine print, it says, Kid Cudi meant to play at the funeral, but fearful of bottle throwers.
Yo, your man is terrible.
See?
Bam.
Yo, your man legit is 11 years old.
I cannot.
Kanye is legit a 4-year-old.
It's crazy. Nah. Whatever, man. I can't.
I still feel like the Kid Cudi thing is super foul, B. The Skeet thing, it's corny, but I get it. The Kid Cudi thing is wild foul.
Yeah, right. I thought it was super wild.
Like, Kid Cudi done gave you some of his best work so that you could be the Kanye you are today musically. He got you from where you were into that 808s and beyond.
And this all stems from Kid Cudi being friends with Pete Davidson, right?
Just being friends and not willing to be like, yo, I'm not going to be nice to a guy because he's stupping your wife. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't none of my business. That's your business. And oh, by the way, the reason your wife is out here laying up with Pete is your fault.
And they had talked about it. Remember, he's like, yo, we talked about this in person. And then you're lashing out on the internet. That's why he was like, what kind of friend are you?
Yo, Kanye's a mess, B.
It's a hot mess. But that's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:54, a high of 91 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
See, Kanye don't play with nobody that'll light him back up. That's why he don't play with me, because I light his ass up. I take on all his fans all day. It's one of my favorite things, taking on his stands, all his little believers.
That's why he don't play with you.
He don't play with me, bro. Yo, if you notice, none of these artists don't play with me, son. Let's keep it real, B.
Who?
Who?
There's plenty who love you. What are you talking about?
No, I said play. Like, let's get it on.
This is not about you, man.
It is now. It is now. I made it about me.
That's why Kanye don't mess with me. Wait, what? How did we get here?
I'm just playing.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.